This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around.
It's Sunday, the 30th day of September 2018. We're now only a few weeks out from the 2018 historic midterm elections. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. The censored news sites are Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. But it's easier to share the links from NewsWars.com. It is not as blackballed as Infowars.com, the vaunted Infowars.com. I wanted to reflect some today on all the good things that have happened, but also look at how bad it's going to be if the globalists are able to stop the populist offensive that has organically sprung up out of humanity's will to be free. And I noticed that Kanye West last week gave a speech where he said Alex Jones and Donald Trump are great guys for humanity, and they are the matrix breakers. We need more matrix breakers like them. That got picked up in hundreds of publications. It didn't get retracted. It got pulled out of the original publication. Now, I'm not going to get into any inside baseball, but let's just say I know that Kanye said that. And I think the establishment is going to really bemoan the fact that they did that to him. Got a very interesting phone call last night, and I'll leave it at that. And I'll tell you what else they're going to bemoan. They're going to bemoan trying to bully him backstage, and the heads of NBC telling him, the heads of Saturday Night Live, you are not going to wear that Make America Great Again hat. By the way, he was wearing a Kaepernick shirt and a Make America Great Again hat when he gave a speech last Thursday. Trying to point out people have a right to free speech, period. And that it's insane to hate each other like this. So he's really trying to use his stardom for something very, very positive. And I respect people that put their name, their treasure, their honor on the line. I really respect Kanye West. And you're going to see the media and the system come after him like nothing you've ever seen. Kim Kardashian reportedly filed for divorce on him. But just a few months ago, she was in the White House in a deal that Trump got set up to release black folks in America who were given sentences on average three times longer than whites for the same crime, who have the same type of records. First-time offenders given three times as long than whites. That's clear racism. And you can look at the actuary numbers and see it. And it's a great idea to stop that. That's real prison reform. Trump, of course, got no credit for that. So Kim was starting to get in line with her husband in a good way. She's decided to get in line with the establishment, and that's her issue as well. Or at least it appears to be if you believe the news. Hell, it's all the news saying she's divorcing him. Maybe it's not true. They lie so much. I thought it was a great thing she was doing, going up there and exposing all that. But who knows the truth? You got to hear it directly from people's own mouths. And it can't be jump cuts and it can't be audio. You got to see it coming out of their mouths, because so often it's twisted. And what somebody says in reality is the complete opposite of what ends up coming out. So the president came out and praised Kanye for his courage, the fact that he got bullied but stood up to it, still wore the hat, that video, and all the other little trimmings are coming up at the start of the next segment. But this is about being matrix breakers, and Kanye gets that. I'm not trying to keep the system going. I'm not trying to get along with it. I'm not trying to win in this paradigm. I'm trying to have a pro-human paradigm, a real renaissance, that is literally hundreds of times better than anything we've ever seen. And if we shoot for that, we've proven we can have it. But if we let the establishment turn us against each other and demonize people that are really trying to promote society, we're going to lose everything. So remember, we are the most censored broadcast in the world. Yes, Infowars.com and the actual radio and TV stations have all reported increased traffic and ratings have exploded, but they are trying to block us in viral spread on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. So you got to go to Infowars.com and grab the live show feed. that deals with the Democrats announcing kill teams to go to prominent Matrix Breakers' homes and members of Congress and kill you. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this live teleprompter-free television/radio transmission. This is the most avant-garde, tip of the spear, real cutting edge, banned, restricted, censored, hated, demonized transmission in the world, ladies and gentlemen. And I am your host, Alex Jones. A lot of people say, Alex, you know, you're getting censored, you're getting attacked, you're getting demonized, you're getting lied about, you're getting sued. The government's trying to take your children away from you. Why are you so happy? Why are you fighting so hard? Because we have a corrupt, evil system that's playing people off against each other and literally feeding off that twisted energy. And I have a fire in my eyes that is only a reflection of the fire in my mind and the fire in my soul of love and of passion and of will to see all God's children that Martin Luther King talked about coming together with real dreams of the future and transcending the manipulation that the globalists and social engineers use upon us and the evil things they're doing. The admissions in their own documents, their own WikiLeaks, of how they want to have race war in this country and all this crap. And it doesn't mean I'm perfect or you're perfect, but we want a better future. And we're tired of people opening up all these wounds, trying to make us victims instead of overcomers. And so it's the fire in my eyes that keeps you alive. It's the fire in your eyes that keeps me alive. That's why I played that song coming in right now, because it illustrates it all. The fire in your eyes keeps me alive. Yeah, nice boats and big houses are great. And a car that fires right up when you need it to is wonderful. And having money in the bank to take care of your child when they're six, great. There have been plenty of times when I was younger, I didn't have money to pay the rent. But selling your soul for that stuff, the establishment, doesn't fulfill you. It's all just gravy. But standing up for what's right, standing up against tyrants, standing up and being independent and a free thinker, that is food to me. That is fulfilling. You know, I got a call at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. Owen had been texting me at like midnight. I'd already been asleep. Owen Schroyer, one of our great reporters and anchors. And so he's texting me at 8 a.m. How are you going to go? I'm going to go. You should really go. And he sends me an Austin American Statesman article. I'll get to it later. And it's got the headline, "The Rhetoric of Alex Jones and Donald Trump and How Fake News Went Too Far." Then you read the article, it's like, we've got to stop them and censor them and block them. And they're evil liars and they're bad people. Now, there's the article if you're watching on TV. So I'd already got out of the shower drinking coffee when I saw that. I told my wife, sorry, baby, I'm not taking, you know, brunch. I kissed the baby, jumped in the car, drove downtown, got there right when it started at 9 a.m. They got the city streets blocked, the spit stage set up. It's only about 100 fascists that call themselves liberals sitting there. And they're talking trash about how to take me off Twitter when I walk up and how dangerous I am and how I've got to be stopped. I mean, these people got a lot of nerve, man. The only publications that were leftists that picked it up said Jones crashes some innocent Democrat meeting and censors them. They're having a meeting about censoring me. I show up, get in their face for 10 minutes. And then they spin it, and I'm censoring them. You got to love these people, man. They're not creative. All they do is invert. Invert. They're not creating businesses like Donald Trump. They're not creating all these number one albums like Kanye West. They're not building their own radio or TV networks and being a maverick and launching a movement against globalism. All they do is run around and lie. Now, I'm going to get to a clip right now of Kanye West, matrix breaker. I love that term he coined. Par excellent. Goes to NBC, goes to Saturday Night Live, and they're bullying him backstage saying you cannot wear that hat. He still does it. And there's his entourage all looking, some of them looking embarrassed. A few of his best guys are looking proud. But there's the entourage looking kind of down, like, what's he doing? It's like Moses saying, let's get out of Egypt 3,000 years ago or whatever. And they're looking at him like he's the bad guy. He's saying, you know, Donald Trump's not what he says. We need love. We agree on love. And I noticed I couldn't hear booing in any of the videos. I think I hear like one little one. I hear some yays, love. So clearly, actually, people are agreeing with him. But even if they didn't, he's not going on a limb because in his own heart and mind, he knows what's right. He's known Trump for a long time. And he's seen the results of Trump being in office. Some of the best jobs in 100 years. The best for black Americans ever. Things are turning around. It's no utopia, but it's a lot better already in less than 2 years. So it's even a lie. I saw the headlines everywhere. Saw the headlines everywhere last night. Oh, he got booed. Oh, I was like, funny, I was watching it. Not ever watching NBC, but since he was on, I tuned in. I was like, were they watching the same thing? So I went and watched videos this morning from different angles. You can barely hear like one boo somewhere there. This turns into, oh, everybody hates him. Yeah, that's why he's one of the biggest people they can have there on the stage. So again, here's this winner and this trailblazer, something we should respect in America, standing up for the president, and the media spins that everybody booed him, which is what they do. They lie. They're having an event lying about me, saying I'm this horrible person. I show up and say, you're full of crap, and I leave. And they spin it that I took it over, and I'm this bad guy, and I deserve, you know, to be shut down, see? They're having a meeting in public about censoring you as conservatives. Don't stop with Trump. Don't stop with Alex Jones. Because they've lost the culture war. Because people know they're liars. The full video is up on Infowars.com, but here is Kanye West being bullied and talking about being bullied, but still standing up against it and going out there on stage. Here it is.
Try love. You see, they laughing at me. You heard them, they scream at me. They bully me. They bullied me backstage. They said, don't go out there with that hat on. They bullied me backstage. They bullied me. And then they say, I'm in a sunken place. You want to see the sunken place? Okay. I'm going to listen to y'all now. I'm going to put my Superman cape on. And this means you can't tell me what to do. Follow your heart and stop following your mind. That's how we're controlled. That's how we're programmed. If you want the world to move forward, try love. Thank y'all for giving me this platform. I know some of y'all don't agree, but y'all be going at that man neck a lot. And I don't think it's actually that helpful. I think the universe has balance. 90% of news are liberal. 90% of TV, LA, New York, writers, rappers, musicians. So it's easy to make it seem like it's so one-sided. country. I thought this country said I could be me.
Performances. Now you go to a major search engine that's deceptive like Google and type in Kanye West, and all you'll see is that he got booed. You can't even hear a boo there. And I went and watched all the other video. It's not there. Maybe one boo during the cheers. The cheers are overwhelming. Lies! But it doesn't matter. He's trailblazing. He's winning. That's why they went into all the articles where he quoted Alex Jones and Donald Trump as makers breakers, and why they deleted his quotes out of hundreds of newspapers. That's unified, organized fraud to deceive you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Discover trends and global developments years before they.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Ladies and gentlemen, on this live Sunday evening transmission, a lot of listeners who are just totally politically focused are going to say, why are you focusing on Kanye West? Because he's arguably the number one musician in the world. He's definitely in the top two or three. He is supporting Making America Great Again. He's going against the grain. He's a trailblazer saying no to the bullies that are trying to suppress all of our speech. And he came out last week and said Alex Jones and Donald Trump are matrix breakers. Well, let me tell you, the matrix is modern entertainment and that whole combine. So he's really the matrix breaker. I've kind of come from the outside. So I have a lot of admiration, but here's the key. He came out and gave a speech and there was video, text of it all, and they pulled it down off the web saying Alex Jones and Donald Trump are matrix breakers. It got picked up in hundreds of publications. Here it is from Spin. The fader deletes Trump, Alex Jones quotes from report on Kanye's official visit. They just removed it 2 days after it was in hundreds of publications. They didn't deny it. They just removed it. So, think about that. Why are they doing that? Because they're afraid of Kanye West. It got worse. Last night he goes on SNL. They didn't air most of it. The actual raw videos shot that fans were there videotaping on their phones shows him being cheered and supported. But then when it aired on SNL, One Piece, you can hear a few boos. Did they dub those in? This needs to be investigated because we've got the unaired clips of the parts that didn't air. We have the aired part. And when we're done being live today, I'm going to put all the pieces on the end of this report. Once we're not live, we're going to tag it on to the live report so you can make your own decision. But let me tell you, we know they took his quotes out of a whole bunch of newspapers and took the video down, the video that day, and a couple days later, all the articles. Here it is from spin.com. The fader deletes Trump, Alex Jones quotes from report on Kanye West official visit. Unprecedented. Media deletes Kanye West quote about Alex Jones, Trump being matrix breakers. You talk about matrix breaking, ladies and gentlemen. He goes and speaks at a pre-record release in front of the media. It goes in hundreds of publications, and they delete it. Who gave the order for all these different publications, not just the original one, to have it removed? Kanye defends Alex Jones, Donald Trump. Here's the original Spin article. And now it's been removed. And it was removed from a bunch of other publications. They didn't file retractions. They didn't say it wasn't true. They just disappeared it working in unison. You know, when they banned me off of Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all these other platforms, Spotify, every day when they would ban me on something new, it would be released the same minute by hundreds of publications. And it'd be the same article, just a little bit different with a different name on it, showing centralized groups are writing PR statements, releasing it, and the whole corporate media works in unison. So that's not just leftist media. That is controlled corporate media working in total and complete unison. And that is incredibly dangerous. So I know they deleted all this. That's a scandal. What about what happened at Saturday Night Live where he said he was bullied behind the stage? It's critical that people research this. The full videos of what folks there shot that they hope you don't see is out. Instead, they just took one of the top stars they could have and didn't air almost any of it, even though they claim it's live. That's a lie, too. Most of it isn't live because he didn't play ball. He wasn't a good house slave. And I don't use that analogy because he's an African-American. I use it because I'm not their slave. You're not their slave. The globalists see us as slaves. And when you bow down and talk and act and say and do the things they want, you become a corporate slave. And you look at communist China, ladies and gentlemen, and all the oppression they're engaged in against the American people. And you see how they're engaged in domestic propaganda and buying up Hollywood, trying to control what can be said and what can be done. And the poor Chinese people, they are 1,400,000,000 slaves. They've killed over 70 million little girls who the parents didn't abort when they were in the womb with an ultrasound. They come grab the little girls after they're born in many cases and kill them. Are those Chinese little girls slaves? You're damn right they are. And globalism is about slavery. And our great president and his incredible courage just a few days ago came out. I'm going to play this clip right now. And the president pointed out that globalism and global governance is a world government system of oppression, and that it is slavery. And that's what world corporate government is, where they're above the law, they pay no taxes, they have diplomatic immunity, they can do whatever they want, and they think that you and I have to just roll over to whatever they're doing. So here is the president. This got almost no coverage, but Merkel, the story's up on InfoWars.com with a video, Breitbart London. Merkel fights for globalism, warns Trump against destroying the UN that the Rockefellers set up. Global governance, close quote, a form of coercion and domination that responsible nations must defend against, Trump said during a speech. That is matrix breaking. So let me tell you something right now. I'm very proud to be persecuted by these tyrants because I want to change the world. I am honored because I know I'm building a better future for myself and my family and your family. And, yeah, a lot of people have an instinct to roll over and be slaves and kiss ass and do all this. I don't. And the trailblazers have an instinct to stand up for what's right. And it's been those people in history that have ignited everything that's allowed us to get to this point. So I stand on their shoulders and in a hat tip to them and in respect to them. Whether they be black, white, old, young, where they came from, who they were, the fact that they believed in freedom, that they stood up, whether they're Martin Luther King or Donald John Trump or Kanye West, we are brothers and sisters together in that epic struggle. So here is the president throwing down the gauntlet.
We will never surrender America's sovereignty to an unelected, unaccountable global bureaucracy. America is governed by Americans. We reject the ideology of globalism, and we embrace the doctrine of patriotism. Around the world, responsible nations must defend against threats to sovereignty, not just from global governments, but also from other new forms of coercion and domination.
Total truth. You have radical Islam being wound up to take over the West. You have globalism directing it. You have the Vatican captured by the globalists. You have the Chi-Coms totally out of control, murdering their own people en masse, five times what Hitler did. It's incredible. Now you got the Chinese threatening to blow up U.S. ships if they go to the South China Sea that China never had any claim to. They're all the way down in the Philippines now. So we'll come back with the big news. Major Antifa groups protected by Twitter are now calling for kill teams to kill conservative leaders, media leaders, and members of Congress. We'll cover it all.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
To get to really our top stories now. There's so much to get to of the most critical nature on the China war front, and we're already at war with China, been at war with them for a while. The globalists set all that up to bring down the U.S., Trump, and many of us are fighting back against that. The latest on Kavanaugh next segment, there's so much there. At least 832 dead in devastating Indonesian tsunami. We're going to be looking at all of it. But the first big thing I want to dive into right now is this. Conservative senators, Supreme Court justices warned unhinged left planning kill teams, home invasions to execute you and your families. That's a critical, well-documented report by Mike Adams up on Infowars.com. Now, I covered all of this throughout the week, and by Friday it hit a crescendo of official Democrat Party websites, major Antifa sites, you name it, saying, particularly if they lose the midterms, or think they are, that they have got people's homes and families targeted. You saw Congressman Scalise. You've seen all these different judges getting shot. There's almost no news coverage of it. You have seen all the calls for violence against talk show hosts. You've seen conservatives and libertarians out in public being attacked. We had urine and feces thrown on us, and I'll get to that next segment, at the Democrat event where they shut down streets downtown, and the event was called, sponsored by Walmart. I'm not joking. It's the Walmart's gone over the dark side. At least they probably got tricked into this. They spent a lot of money on sponsorship. I'm sure the family that owns it doesn't know. With the headline, the political rhetoric of Donald Trump and Alex Jones on fake news, weaponized communications, first reading. And they were calling for our speech to be banned and celebrating that at the event. And as we're walking back in the car, we're like, what the hell just hit us? Something on us. Guy rides by on a bike, has a bag. He must have had like rotting urine with feces. It was the most horrible smell I've ever smelled. They really hit Owen and Kyle. Didn't hit me much, but it was nightmarish. And that's well known. That's Antifa's specialty. And we also have the footage of yours truly storming the event. I say that. I just walked in, and it looked like a mental patient congregation or a reunion, and it was people like hitting me in the face and trying to lick my face, and people running up saying you like to have sex with kids, and it was very demonic. So that's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and it's people were attacking the camera guy and shoving into him, so you've got a lot of the camera wildly flying around. So if you have problems with the seizures, you might not want to watch the video. But it's on Infowars.com in HD if you want to see that. That's all coming up. But now let me get into the big news here, because this is so important. Well, you know what? I kind of went ahead and distracted off into that. I'm watching that camera roll around in wild circles. I'm going to have to stop at that point. I'm going to hit some other news. I'm going to come out the next segment, and I'm going to hit the number one story, because I can't just start one story that kind of feeds into it and not give it the gravitas it deserves, because this is their plan. And so far, they've been escalating everything they're doing so that we don't understand how serious it is. That's a military tactic. And the average Antifa is a devil-worshipping meth head, but they are the trigger to cause the violent civil war in this country. Billy Weaver was at Kent State with Gavin Wentz doing an incredible job yesterday when they had an open carry march because they've been violating Second Amendment members' rights, even talk about the Second Amendment on the college. And Antifa attacked police, attacked them on video, and threw fake hand grenades at them, threw rocks at them, bottles at them, in an attempt to get them to shoot them to, again, trigger a civil war like they tried to do with the whole situation that Soros funded at Charlottesville over a year ago. So we're going to be exclusively rolling that footage for you. Millie Weaver is going to be joining us in the first 30 minutes of the next hour. Then we've got Roger Stone joining us with some of the most important news he's ever put out on the inside dirty garbage and dirty laundry of Ms. Ford, Dr. Ford, who it turns out is not a licensed psychologist, like she says, that's being reported. So that just goes to the whole thing of doctor this, doctor that. Of course, according to these mainstream reports, she doesn't even have the doctorate. She's claiming never completed the in-service residency, 3,000 hours that you would. Stories up on Infowars.com, from Dangerous.com. Records show Dr. Ford is not a licensed psychologist, may have committed perjury. So that's coming up next segment as well. But I'm going to take some time here to do this. I'm the type of guy that likes a fight if people are looking for it. I don't like a fight if people aren't looking for it. But let's just say once a fight starts, I don't shy away from it. Because it's at those points that things turn on in your body. You ever try to walk around in the woods pitch black at night when there's not a moon or stars out? Walk around the woods at night for a couple of hours. What happens? You get higher than a kite just off being outside in the woods at night. Your night vision, at least my night vision, is particularly good. It takes about 30 minutes to hit. It's just all of a sudden like, wow, this is incredible. And it's the same thing with tyranny. We're not looking for the pressure of the atmospheres on us, suppressing us. But when it happens and we fight back against it, all these primal instincts and intellectual and spiritual instincts start kicking in. And it's like, my God, they think I'm being persecuted. I would stand in line for this a long time. And to quote Moby, then it fell apart. But it always falls apart. So I'm not going to sit here in a ditch and be a slave, then it falls apart. I'm going to be charging up the mountain, whether in victory or whether defeat, I will be daring greatly, to quote Teddy Roosevelt. So that's the final equation. So again, you see it all over the news. There's celebration. Hey, we took PayPal. We're going to take their right to bank. We're going to shut them down so you can't buy or sell, just like China. We'll have Jones in prison after that. Yay, we'll get him. It's all these big corporations working in unison, and the city of Austin shutting down streets with big pavilions and stages. Shut down Alex Jones. Yay! And just incredible authoritarianism that we're exposing. And all these losers that think if they could suppress what's popular, they themselves would become popular. That's not how the universe works. And you need to support what's good and what's wholesome and what's strong, and then it creates civilization for you to live in. And the West has been very tolerant to the weak, but then the weak are then organized by the truly evil to attack the good, to try to storm the citadel, and then things always collapse. But you don't really think many steps ahead. I'm talking about the average minion of the globalist. So, if you want to send a very strong message to them and get products that you and your family need, now is the time to take action. You should be flooding InfoWars with financial support, which many of you have. But you want T-shirts. You want books. You want videos. You want InfoWars Molon Lobby shirts. You want InfoWars Trump 2020 shirts. You want George Washington French Indian War with a hatchet and a musket shirt. You want Trump as Hercules, or wasn't Hercules, who was the guy? Perseus severing the head of the Hillary Medusa, archetypal. We don't mean it for real. You want these limited edition, high quality shirts. You want to be part of the Americana, part of the history, and this is your chance. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. You know, supplements and air filtration and water filtration are our biggest sellers. But I'm telling you, when you get into the T-shirts, that's how you meet like-minded people. That's how you spread the word. That's what's really exciting. We've got Made in America, American flags with 4.9 reviews, 4.9 stars. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. We should probably create a page with our best-selling T-shirts. We kind of put whatever's oldest up top and then whatever's very best and hottest and bottom. We're different than most stores or shopping carts. Whatever's most powerful, you have to really search hard for. But anyways, whatever doesn't sell is right up top. But InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139, and a bunch of big specials like 40% off. BrainForce is about to end. 40% off the amazing Secret 12. B12 is almost gone.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. This is the most censored, most blocked, most demonized, most attacked broadcast in the world for a good reason. The globalists fear the people. They fear you having a voice. Now, this is the biggest news of this Sunday broadcast. It's the biggest news of the last few years. When we talk about the radicalization of the left, we talk about hashtag hunt Republicans, Congressman Scalise getting killed, the gunman wanting to kill all 17 members of the conservative caucus that were there playing baseball. But why is all this happening? Before I get to this new breaking news, it's happening because President Trump has come out and said global governance, a form of coercion and domination, that responsible nations must defend against, Trump said just a few days ago in his UN speech. He is calling out the real global tyranny and the Chi-Coms that are allied with it. So here's that clip one more time.
We will never surrender America's sovereignty to an unelected, unaccountable global bureaucracy. America is governed by Americans. We reject the ideology of globalism, and we embrace the doctrine of patriotism. Around the world, responsible nations must defend against threats to sovereignty, not just from global governments, but also from other new forms of coercion and domination.
So that's why they've been trying to shut us down over the years. Because we relaunched, you relaunched, 1776, that private mega banks are in control and they're tax exempt and above the law and have diplomatic immunity. I knew, I believed in you, that if we had a real debate about that and looked at the documents, the admissions, that we could force the debate out in the open. So about 3 years ago, the EU and the Chi-Coms and Hollywood went, okay, there is a world government. Okay, we're going to ban Christianity. We're going to ban the nuclear family. We're going to be mega banks offshore, paying no taxes, worth trillions. You will be under communism, just like China. The elite are free market, live in palaces. The public are slaves. And so it's blown up in their face, and now they think shutting me down or shutting Trump down will get rid of this? Trump rode in on the tsunami, and more tsunamis are coming. Here was Trump, a wave about 100 feet tall, now 150 foot, a 200 foot, a 500 foot. And the more you resist that, the more the globals try to suppress the ocean of awakening, that's like earthquakes under the sea. Your resistance, the frozen establishment versus the sea of humanity, is what drives up the tsunamis. Your oppression of the ocean of human will, mountains coming up, is what drives the tsunamis in that destroy you. But you don't understand that. I get you crushing me is the tectonic force arising. Now, I don't particularly want to be crushed to bring in the next tsunami, but let's say this. I've already been through quite a bit of pain. You know, the media is like, oh, Jones is very cryptic. He says in interviews, he's ready to die. He's close to God. I don't want to die. I'll never commit suicide, but I'm not afraid. Get that? You know, I've had a lot of family members die in my arms. I've seen it for myself. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just want to be an honorable, good person because it makes my soul feel good. That's what God-fearing is. You're close to God and justice, you feel good. You do bad, you feel bad and empty. So, here's the big story. It's up on Infowars.com, and it's absolutely true. Mike Adams warns conservative senators, Supreme Court justices, unhinged left planning kill team, home invasions to execute you and your family. That's his headline. I'd make it even better. Mike Adams isn't warning you. Mainstream leftist Democrat websites that Twitter allows to operate are openly planning. Democrats publicly plan kill teams to kill Republican and conservative leaders. I mean, that's your real headline. I went with Mike's headline. It's great. I'm glad he wrote the article. I'm just saying, it's not him saying it. It's not him warning. They're the ones saying they're going to do it. It's kind of like if a meteorologist tells you a hurricane's coming in with 150 mile an hour winds. He's not the one doing it. He's just telling you. It's happened. And the article is excellent. It goes into all the different websites and all the groups saying, well, if we lose this election, or it looks like we are, let's send kill teams to their houses. Let's take them out. It is crazy. And it's on Infowars.com. And you look at all the things they've done and the doxing. He goes over all of it. This is, they're just the cannon fodder. And people go, oh, Antifa, a bunch of meth head wimps. You know, they only beat up women and children. They're the cover. They're the morons that the larger deep state groups will use to show up at a few events as decoys, like Spies Like Us. That's a comedy. That's how it really works. They will show up, and Senator Rand Paul's calling for an investigation, you name it. There it is. This came out 2 days ago. Yesterday, there was an attempt to incite people by publishing their personal information of senators, including home addresses and their wives' home numbers, endangering them and their families. They should be investigated as perpetrators, punished. This is too much hatred and violence in these days. So that's what's going on here. So, Let's go over the article in this segment into the next. The hysterical, deceitful, fake news reporting by the left-wing media is driving left-wing activists to violence and bloodshed. Never forget the rifle assault by the deranged leftist that targeted CNN said was a hero. Conservative U.S. lawmakers on a softball field, including Representative Scalise, that nearly killed him. Also, do not forget the violent physical assault on Senator Rand Paul by his unhinged Democrat neighbor that broke six ribs and punctured his lungs. And the left says too bad he didn't kill him. We are now learning that left-wing domestic terrorism groups are openly discussing kill team tactics, and he links to all of them in the article. On Twitter and Facebook, discussing methods, and these are big sites with led by major Democrats and major professors, discussing methods of carrying short-barreled rifles, SRBs, under their clothing, blending in with crowds, then popping out of the crowds to assassinate prominent conservatives such as U.S. senators, Supreme Court justices, and prominent conservative radio personalities. They list in the articles. All this was first published by PJ Media. And then it goes on from there. In addition to open discussions of kill team tactics on social media platforms, we're also seeing the deliberate doxing, that's giving out the home address and phone number, it happened to me last week, of conservative senators by congressional staffers who appear to be linked to the office of Maxine Waters. Of course it's her. As unhinged lunatic leftists who has reportedly called for violence against conservatives, Senator Rand Paul is now calling for an investigation into the doxing. Left-wing website editors calling for home invasions and assaults on conservatives. The editor of Think Progress, a George Soros-linked progressive website, recently encouraged left-wing activists to stage home invasions of targeted conservatives. That'll go real well for you, let me tell you. Mob assaults on U.S. senators like Ted Cruz, who was mobbed by a group of screaming lunatics at a public restaurant in D.C. that then death threatened the staff. It's also difficult to imagine these lunatic mobs escalating this one more step to the point of attempting to stab or shoot conservative senators in public. These acts, were they to be carried out, would no doubt be celebrated by the Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, and other left-wing radical publishers that have all but declared war on America. Now, when I actually went to the event that was called Understanding the Rhetoric of Donald Trump and Alex Jones and Ending their Corrupt Speech, all the rest of it, you know, how to stop their fake news, when I said, America's back, they went, boo! And I went, America's good. Ah! That was the trigger. Ah! Spontaneously, these are whack jobs. We're going to come back and read the rest of the article. It's about all the meat and potatoes on the other side, but it's on InfoWars.com right now. I suggest you get it out to everybody. Now, I want to play this piece when we come back, too. And then we got Millie Weaver on, and we've got Roger Stone on. We got so much to break. But just again, if you're listening on local radio or watching on local TV or watching on InfoWars.com, you understand the whole apparatus of the globalists, the corporate media, Soros, the UN, they're openly everywhere obsessed. They block off streets in Austin with big stages calling for me to be shut down and celebrating it. I mean, these are sick freaks that think you're asleep. They've beaten you. So the number one thing they don't want is for you to take the InfoWars.com website or newswars.com, or to take the live video feed right now on InfoWars.com/show, or to literally go around and knock on doors and tell folks, tune into Alex Jones, InfoWars.com/show. They believe they broke you. They believe they defeated you. I know the opposite. I know we're going to win. I know we are winning. Second hour coming up in just 2 minutes. Whatever you do, spread those links right now. Take action. Call people. Text it out. Take action.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.